News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
16 minutes past 8 on News Talk Breakfast with Ciara and Shane. Ireland's planning system has ditched common sense for virtue signalling. Those are the words of Conor Skene, the Sunday Independent columnist. He joins us now. Conor, how have we ditched common sense for virtue signalling?
Well, just by allowing ourselves to be in a situation where planning has been recognised by people like the Governor of the Central Bank as being an obstacle to our reaching our future needs for housing. And then the same week, we're hearing other people saying it's stopping us getting the infrastructure we need. This is a serious issue for Ireland, that our focus has gone off making plans for the future.
And what way is the planning system virtue signalling in your view?
Well, it's principally that it's placing its emphasis on things that are not fundamental. So we're seeing things like issues to do with habitat conservation, which, while incredibly critical, are not the core to delivering the homes that our children need, or indeed the jobs that will substitute for whatever's going to come during our upcoming Trump wars. We need jobs, we need homes, and we've got to be able to get to solutions as quickly as possible.
You say in the piece, you're talking in the piece about our planning system being overly centralised. I would have thought the planning system was one of the few areas of Irish life that isn't overly centralised. It actually is left largely to local councils.
Every local authority in Ireland has got to produce housing figures that are dictated by a single office in Dublin.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, why is that necessarily a bad thing? I mean, surely we should
plan.
That
central plan is fundamentally wrong. One of the problems is if you make a plan that's that strict, it better be right. We're finding ourselves in a situation where the figures given by the National Planning Framework are being ridiculed on a daily basis by the emerging results from the census, which says the places that we don't want to grow are growing faster than the theory suggests.
So do we just let people live wherever they want then?
Imagine doing that, Shane.
Well, that's what we've done for 50 years and it hasn't worked out that well, Conor.
We have one of the most successful economies in the world, And we stand in the way of getting in the way of people being able to live near where the jobs are and near where they want to be.
We have one of the most car-dependent economies in the
and
world
that's another,
as well.
And if every single one of those cars, Shane, were electric tomorrow morning, they will still need places to park and roads to drive upon.
Yeah, I know, but like, do we not need? Do you disagree with the fundamental idea of, building up our cities, having good public transport?
Do you know what, Shane?
Sustainable development.
I will believe in the idea of having compact and high-rise buildings when the planners, urbanists, and architects who tell us that that's what we should have live in them.
Yeah. Okay, so you just let people have lived in their one-off housing.
Shane, that is complete reductio ad absurdum.
I'm asking how far do you take this?
We live in the most rural country in Europe, and yet the vast majority of the efforts by the vast majority of planners are trying to thwart the need of people to live in the places that they work and that they have that they are
but
from.
But there are consequences from that, Conor.
We have some ridiculous
percentage of septic tanks that are leaking into our rivers.
We need better. Saying that something is difficult is not a reason not to do it. It means we have to try harder and work harder at it. But the results of the planning systems that we have at the moment are not meeting our needs. When the governor of the central bank uses the word planning failure four times in a sentence to explain where the real issue is, we've got to listen to him.
I'm not sure the governor of the central bank is an expert on planning.
I was going to say the exact opposite. I was going to say one of the jobs of the governor of the central bank is to tell the country things that they don't want to hear.
Yeah. Or stick to his knitting?
We have got to be needs-led. The central bank, of all the jobs they have, are people who tell us what we need to do and what our needs are. We can't continue to have our needs told to us in the way that you've allowed yourself to be persuaded by telling us that we should tell people where they live.
It's what every other country in Europe does.
Every other country in Europe serves needs. They serve needs. And one of the challenges we have is failure to try and recognise the realities of the country we live in, where we're the most rural country in Europe, and where the majority of planning is involved in trying to stop things happening in making things, instead of making things happen. Planning, the word planning is meant to be far. Planning far. Planning far the future. Planning far housing. Planning far industry. But to the vast majority of people in Ireland, planning is about being stopped.
Conor Skeen, Sunday Independent columnist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.